I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heavy! Oh, Stoddy, you need the backstory?
Can you translate that
for
me?
So...
Okay, thank you.
Not Tony Gwynn, Tony Penn.
So Fab...
Go ahead.
Fabby Davis, all right, Mr. Fab, front row Fabby, has so many... He's so talented, Stoddy, he writes verses in a charge artist. So he'll go on his IG... Hey, Stoddy, if you need a verse, anything, 500, 1,000, whatever it is. So he calls himself, get this, because he's a writer, not Ken Griffey Jr., but Ben Griffey Jr. Ben Griffey. Oh! So not Mark McGuire, he comes with the heat, Spark McGuire. Not Ricky Henderson, Ricky Penderson. Tell me you love it. Oh, my God. Welcome back, man. Risotto, come on, man. Ricky Penderson. Oh,
but
Penny Hardaway.
But most artists work off a keyboard now.
No, it's like writing not, a song, though, Stoddy.
But they do it on a computer.
But you know, now. Come on. How would you know? You ain't been in a... Have you ever been in the studio? Seriously. I used to live in a few.
I haven't been to a studio.
What, you never had friends that were in the business?
I guess I'm sitting in one.
But hey, Risotto, I'm talking about making music, a music one.
Stoddy spits bars on the daily.
Exactly. No, I haven't.
Okay, but, sounds like it.
But I've seen a lot of documentaries that take place inside studios. Right. Does that count?
Yeah. Speaking of which, have you seen the Cowboy doc?
No.
That everybody's talking about.
I know, but I saw a good one last night. Wow.
Why do you watch the ones that don't attain to the job?
I'll bet because I want to get away from the job right. When I'm not
but
here.
You think got 10 days.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Which one?
I'll bet you more people have watched the documentary that I will now mention as opposed to the Cowboys documentary.
All right, here we go.
It's called...
Because there's too many sport docs for me right now. The Kingdom, the Celtics, the Cowboys. It's too many for me.
Has anybody seen A Night in Idaho? It's about the multiple
Not the
homicide.
College kids?
Yeah, at the college.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, it's like a four-parter. I drilled it all last night.
No, I'm serious, Donnie.
It's amazing. I mean, it's just really crazy.
So what was up with the dude?
We don't know.
What do you mean? They caught him.
They did, but he doesn't talk. Like, he's never said anything. Nobody knows why it was these.
So the families have lost ones and have no idea.
They have no idea.
Just, oh my gosh, man.
They have no idea.
That is, yeah, I'm going to check that out.
They don't know if any of these four slain college students ever knew him, ever met him, whether it was just totally random, whether, yeah, it was.
Did they say what he did? I know you're going to look at, throw some. What did he do for a living?
Well, that's what makes it really fascinating. He was studying like criminal psychology.
Oh boy.
So he was basically studying like serial killers and stuff. And
that's what he ended up being, like, basically.
Exactly. So,
oh, Stoney, I may check that out.
It's,
you have no idea what service, Netflix?
It's a big one. It's one of the big
all
ones.
All right, I'll check it out.
Amazon Prime or something. How's the Cowboys documentary?
I knew all this stuff.
Is it live right now? Or is it, you can watch the whole thing?
You can watch the whole thing, eight episodes.
Okay.
It's everything you knew, but I'll just say this. My biggest takeaway real quick, not to ruin it for you out there, Steiny, is as much as my favorite ball coach of all time is Jimmy Johnson, the former Miami Hurricane coach and Dallas Cowboy coach, I look back now as an older man, like he had some thin skin. If he was just had a little thicker skin and knew who Jerry was, even with Jerry's faults, he wouldn't have dipped out of there as fast as he did. That's my biggest takeaway. And Michael Irvin's lucky to be a free man. That's part two.
Oh.
Yeah. Mike!
Should I check it out? Is it worth it?
Yeah. Evans watched it. Spadoni. Bonte texted me over the weekend, the fire emoji. I'm waiting on a Warrior doc.
There is going to be.
Not the Matt Barnes. That ain't coming.
No, they'll never.
We believe.
No, they're.
What a waste.
I'm pretty sure the Warriors are putting together their own movie.
Hit us up, Matt. Let us know. Get us up.
What do you mean?
The We Believe should have been a doc.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. Well, let me see. I think I can figure this out.
But it's not for the Warriors.
Yeah, it is. So I think the Warriors are putting together. It's called First in 40, the story of the 2014-2015 Warriors, episode one.
What?
Yeah.
So this is the beginning, the embryo stages.
Exactly. So I'm just looking at episode one right now.
They got to have when Lakeup got booed, Chris Mullin. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, by the way.
You talked to Lakeup?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Because I said Lakeup, then you said, oh, by the way.
No. But anyway, they're doing a documentary, and I think it's coming from the Warriors in-house staff. It's on the first year.
I'm ready.
But obviously, they're going to have to get into Curry and his ankles before the championship.
What was it? 4 for 44? Was that the contract, Sonny?
Yeah.
Oh my good. And Risotto, you had some Warrior news today.
Let me.
Is
set
this
it up.
Omaha, or are you Matumboing me?
Well, I mean, seven times already today you said I'm doing too much, okay. So I'm just trying. Okay, so let's test. We can test our listeners' knowledge of 95.7 The Game. Something important happened 9 years ago to this day. 9 years ago to this day, important day for the station. Does anybody know why? And don't say it. We'll see if somebody can get it.
But you know what you did as a teammate to Risotto? You took an opportunity from him to shoot a shot.
No, I am not qualified to say it.
Right, no. What I'm saying is you can...
What?
You'll give us the answer
after
some people guess incorrectly, is what I'm saying.
All right. Dude, I can't wait for that. Dude, Clay...
You lived it. Who, like, what...
David Lee, I would love refresher course on that.
I can give it to you.
Was he mad?
I was disappointed, but...
And he came to the lucky break and cheered us on.
But David Lee, at that point in his career, thought, you know what? If I yield my starting spot, it'll be good for the team and it'll be good for my reputation.
And it was the birth of Saginaw's finest, honey. Draymond Green, who knew? Like, were you skeptical? Like, when did you know Dre was different as a player?
Well, I remember saying...
Seriously.
I remember saying that... when he first started playing, you know, he was playing 15, 18 minutes a game.
Right.
And I was thinking, I wonder what happens when he gets bumped up to 30 minutes a game. Will he be a better player or be a worse player?
Were you leaning one way or the other?
I was leaning worse.
Wow, Steiny.
Yeah.
Damn, Day-Day. That's interesting, man. And look what he is now.
But that's, you know,
a future Hall of Famer, man, with four chips and counting.
Here's the other thing, though. It's like when Draymond Green started playing, it's not like half the world said, this is going to be one of the greatest defenders of all time.
No.
It's like,
that's the beauty of it.
Nobody knew that.
That's the beauty of it.
And here it is. And also 14 years later, you know, he's still can't shoot. Still can't shoot.
So you coming back from vacation with that, huh?
But did something change while I was gone?
Yeah,
but
dude, say that. You say he was still top three in DPOY.
Right, but his three-point shooting has never improved. But, yeah. It's just never improved.
Dude, first half of last year, he was money.
Yeah, and he ended up at 31%.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to.
There's E.
So anybody know? Let me see. Anybody know yet? What happened 9 years ago today? Yeah, that's right.
Somebody got it. Well, you got to call in.
Shane in San Francisco got the Warriors broadcasting contract. That's right. Nine years ago today.
I wanted you to test Evan, see if he probably knew.
Well, he doesn't have his headphones on.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to tell the people what. You know what I mean?
You know that the station had a 9-year anniversary today, is having a 9-year anniversary. Do you know what for?
Well, you just said it.
I didn't think his headphones were on.
Like it means something when Evan and those youngsters don't know. When you don't know, I'm like, okay.
Well, I didn't know before you said it.
Okay. All right. See, that's honesty.
Well, my question now becomes, were we doing a two-man show at the time?
No, we weren't.
Who was trying to glom off us at that time?
It was Joe Lowe and Dibs, I believe. Dibs will have it. He'll know
yeah,
the
I'm
whole
sure
order.
Will have the,
and I think you were afternoon with O'Connell.
No, not in 16. He was gone by 3 years at that point. What's a bigger issue, Goo? Jake Moody or Juwan Jennings?
It's not even close. Jennings.
Oh.
Did you see what he put on his IG? I got to be careful here.
Yeah, you really do. What did he put on his IG?
I should be as skinny as Evan, the amount of victory laps that I take. But you remember last year when Ayuk was doing his deal and Jennings put something on his social, his IG, and it was sort of like some people have an inflated ego of themselves. And then of course, it got back to him and it wasn't about Ayuk. But he went up basically saying, he's tired of being pushed around and people not taking him for granted. That's how I took, taking him for granted. Stoney, this is a mess. I love Ricky Pearsall. I like Robinson. But you're going to be Claude Rains the first 3 weeks of the season. That's the original Invisible Man. And I don't know if you got enough in the passing game for Brock to have action. Or you guys go 2-1 or 3-0. So I'm asking you, why didn't they see this coming? Or did they don't give a damn, and they're not budging. Now, we saw, again, news out of the nation's capital. McLaurin got his chicken.
That's
irrelevant. He's a better receiver than Juwan Jennings, but I don't care about that. Stoney, why are people here in the Bay acting like Juwan Jennings does not matter? Oh, he's a 3, he's a 4. He kept your playoffs alive against Green Bay.
This is what you do, and I haven't been around for a while, but thanks for reminding me. It's what you do.
What? Bring the passion.
Everybody is not saying they don't need Juwan Jennings. Everybody's not saying that.
But they're acting like it.
They're balancing how much he's worth. And the reality of the situation is he's due to make $7.5 million. He wants more money. They haven't given it to him yet. I don't know if they will or not.
We're days away, bud, from the week one opener at Seattle.
Here's where I'm thinking. Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking is you got Robinson. What's his suspension?
It looks like the first 3 weeks of the season. Yeah,
he's so good. I hate to say this, but I'm not paying Juwan Jennings a lot of money to be our best receiver for 6 games. And that's the way I'm looking at it.
Oh, so you're looking at it, Robinson's made him expendable?
Not expendable, but Robinson will play. Ayuk likely will play.
Well, be careful there, though, Stoney.
Well, okay, if he misses his second straight year, then there's a bigger issue there. But you can't give a guy a deal because of circumstances.
No, I guess.
But here's the other thing. You can disagree all you want, but up until right now, the 49ers look like they agree with the people saying you can't pay him $15 to $20 million.
Okay, with that said, have you missed another opportunity to possibly shop him? How long did you know that there was a threshold to where he was asking for too much? Stoney, I just know he's a veteran. He's got strong hands. He's a tough SOB across the middle, and he can hang on to the ball. You telling me after you gave Brock those M's, I know it don't kick into next year, bottom line, he's a made man. Why would you not have a target like that out there for Brock? And again, the one component we don't have, and Evan and I kicked this around like Pele in a soccer game in his prime, Stoney. How much do you think he's asking for to where it's just like, it's ridiculous. I'm going Don Wrinkles. It's ridiculous.
We don't know any of the numbers. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I would say it this way.
Give it to me.
Is that I think if we're acknowledging that the 49ers are in the middle of a reset, and we're acknowledging that they're making decisions on who's here for the future and who's not.
Okay.
And they love Warner, and they love Purdy, and they love Kittle, and those guys got it. Okay? They're not giving it to Juwan Jennings. Because
it's a smaller version than that.
Hmm?
It's a smaller version. He's not getting that type of money.
But what I'm saying is this. If there's not an urgency to win the Super Bowl this year, which there is not, because that's what the 49er coach has been saying and their front office, then I'm not letting Juwan Jennings hold me up because we're not going to be full strength for 6 weeks. You just signed Brock Purdy to a 5-year deal. He's going to be the quarterback here for the next 5 years. So the fact that he's going to maybe miss Jennings because Jennings isn't here for the first 3 to 6 weeks, you know what? I feel like the 49ers are making a statement now that they're just making hard decisions on who they think they want to be here and who they don't. And they're not going to pay Juwan Jennings for being a number one receiver for 5 weeks when the stakes this season and people are not going to like it are lower than in the last 3 or 4 years.
Now, I hear you.
And I also don't believe Juwan Jennings is the difference between 6-11 and 10-7. I just don't.
Well, hey, you express how you feel, Snani, and I'll just say this. Forget the number. If he's a number one, two, or three, when he was the three, he still can't help keep your season alive. So I'm just telling you the essence of sports. I don't got to give you the definition, but to me is you never know when it's your time. And you talked about that Warrior when they won the Warriors. They won their first one. That came out of nowhere. Yeah, they'd been trending upward, but that shocked the world. So, again, there's nothing better than talent, Stoney, but more talent. And I believe Juwan Jennings, until we're notified of what number he's asking, I just feel like after winning 6 games, and if you're right, this is a soft reset, okay, what's that mean? 8 wins, 10 wins, you one round and you're out? But I just would love to know what he's asking for to where they feel like he couldn't help them win a game. Like, you know, big third down, and Juwan.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. How long is the Robinson contract? Do we know offhand? Of course we do. It's probably a couple years. So this is where I think the 49ers are coming from. And I think you look at it as incredible urgency, but the reality of the situation is when the 49ers look at their receiving core in week 10, what they want it to be is Ayuk 1, Pearsall 2, Robinson 3. So yeah, Jennings asking for 15 ain't going to happen. Because the best case scenario, right, everybody, is that Jennings goes back to being a 3/4 after week 10. And you know what? If he doesn't, which would mean that Ayuk's still not great.
And that's where I'm concerned.
Okay, your season's shot anyway at that point. Mm. And at that point, now you have Jennings under contract for another couple years, but your guys are probably going to be getting healthy. I mean, I think
we haven't mentioned Jacob Cowings and all these youngsters that are, you know, that are banged up. That if the Niners are banking on, hey, we ain't missing too much from Jennings. But I'll just tell you this, partner. Last year, I understood what Ayuk and the CeeDee Lambs of the world. But man, I just thought this would be rectified, or we would have some idea. And again, I'm talking to you on this morning, Monday morning, and Stoney, I don't know if he's hurt, but that IG post tells me this is more about the chicken.
I'm sure it is about the chicken.
And feelings.
He's a third receiver. I love him. I think he's I think he's probably their toughest receiver.
But do you love him, Stoney, though?
He's a third receiver. I mean, like, that's the thing.
But not anymore.
Yes, he is. He's going to be the third receiver in week six. Mm. You've already said, and again.
But if you're 2-4 in week six because your passing game is raggedy?
Okay. Well, then you get Ayuk back and you got to get better.
Don't sound like love. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know he's a talent, but again, if he's asking for something, the Don Wrinkle's ridiculous.
You know he got a contract last year.
I get it.
Last year he got a contract.
I get it.
And the other thing is,
Evan and I talked about it real quick. We said we'd do the same. This is his last opportunity with leverage. You feel leverage. Niners may be like, nah, this ain't it.
I don't think he has leverage. Mm. I really don't.
And the actions would say you're correct right now from the team.
And again, the more I think about it is, in a best case scenario, week 7 or 8, your receivers are Ayuk, Pearsall, and Robinson. I mean, like, that's why you can't pay him between 15 and 20 million. I mean, I don't think. But 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you think the 49ers are handling the Juwan Jennings situation, or how do you think Juwan Jennings is handling the Juwan Jennings situation, quite frankly? To me, the longer it goes, it is more of an indication that the 49ers are uncomfortable doing this, because I think we see it for what it is. I don't know if it's a great leverage play, but it is a leverage play because they've got receivers who are hurt.
But it only works. It's only a leverage play if it works, Donnie. For, you know?
Exactly.
If it doesn't work, then it's like, man, ouch.
And here's the other. What's he going to do?
And that's
he going to do?
Man. If you look at his career, and I'm a regular, you and I are regular civilians, but if you look at his career earnings, I don't think he's in a position to sit out and miss game checks, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know whether he'll do that or not. Can you imagine paying Juwan Jennings and then you don't have a great year? And then now we come back next year and they've got four receivers. Nobody's going to be happy.
But, Stoney, I look at it just a bit differently.
You can't pay four receivers.
Okay, I got you. But I'm saying this to you in the masses. There's one thing not having a good season. But if I knew it wasn't because of my receiving core, that's something we could check off the list of where we need to improve. That's all I'm saying. But you look at it as if everything's raggedy around and the receivers are a bright spot, and that's the beautiful thing of watching football. You can tell where teams lacking at and where they excel. So to me, I want him out there for Pearsall to learn from him, and with DeMarcus Robinson and Kittle, and now you got B-Rob and McCaffrey, you could talk about this offense not being pedestrian at all. So again, the million-dollar question, and we don't have the info right now, is how much is he asking for? But it looks like he's asking for more than they're willing to give him.
That's the way it seems to me. I mean, if you're a 49er fan, do you just pay Juwan Jennings?
Just pay.
I mean, I can't do it. I can't. Not this year.
Mm.
Not this year. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Mike Singletary.
But again, we'll see. And again, if
it's a game of chicken right now, who's gonna, you know?
And that's where I wonder if there really is a game of chicken, or if the 49ers front office hasn't just said to themselves, look, we like Jennings, but we know who he is, and we can't give him this money. And not only that, we're gonna get Robinson back in 3 weeks. If Ayuk's on schedule. We're going to get him midway through the season. And for all you people out there that are saying, well, what if they're 3-5? Guess what? Twice during this run, they've gone to the playoffs after they've had bad starts.
Yeah,
so
no
if
doubt.
They go 2-4 or 3-4, but they're starting to get healthy, they still have a shot at it. So I also don't think, well, if they don't have Jennings, the whole season's going to be down the tube. No, it won't. They'll just be playing without Juwan Jennings the first 3 weeks of the season. Mm. And then they'll get back Robinson. So 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you think the 49ers are handling the Juwan Jennings situation, ladies and gentlemen? And
a lot of people calling them greedy, Stoney.
Or do you blame Juwan Jennings? Mm. Hey, it's the 2025 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit, and it's happening on Thursday, September 4th, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. That's right. We're doing the 49ers Summit down in Santa Clara at King's Fish House. Willard and Dibbs, they will be live from 2 to 4. And then the summit with all the hosts, that's from 4 to 6. Come out and hang with us as we get you ready for the football season. Great food, great place, and your chance to hang out with all the hosts. Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang bang. Mm-hmm. You can also experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for the fans. Segment also brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Juwan Jennings!
He cannot be that guy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go ahead and do it and put the rat on the table.
Brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Why can't we just boil this down to what it needs to be boiled down to? We've got two athletes in the Bay Area who are nice role players, but they want to be paid like stars. No can do.
Well, sorry. 6 years other than
Jennings.
Other.
You're a third receiver. Jonathan Kuminga. You're a sixth man. I mean, let's...
You're 22.
Let's get real here, people. We can't just be handing out money when somebody says, hand me money.
Both teams need the players that you're talking about.
Not as much as you believe.
Yeah.
Well, not as much as you believe. I don't think. The
Warriors are in no position to say night-night. After Butler, Dre, and Steph, it is fright night. So you need something that Kuminga possesses.
It's fun. Remember the show, Goo, you did where you were like, you know what? Shame on me. This is a team that got to the Western Conference semis, and they would have beaten the Timberwolves with Curry.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, we sweep Oklahoma City. And, okay, well, then you're going to win it again. You just get healthy and you win it.
I'll die on the hill of I do believe Lacob, the holdup. I got no sources, Donnie. His Lacob is his biggest fan, and that's who you want your biggest fan if you want to stay. Now, do you think he wants to stay?
And how has
I don't think he wants to stay.
And how has Lacob being Kuminga's biggest fan worked out this offseason and last offseason up to this point? He's a businessman.
There's been no training camp.
He's a businessman. Yeah. The feelings don't matter.
Man.
Feelings don't matter to Joe. That's why he's successful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go to Daryl in Alameda. Hey, Daryl, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Steiny.
Thank you.
And before I get into my little rant, you're not leaving, are you?
No, I just threatened.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, no.
If it's about the money, then okay. None of my business.
Trade me.
I'm kidding around. Kind of.
That segues into what I was going to say about Jennings.
Yep.
You guys remember last year when Ayuk was out and Jennings is the only one that spoke up. I thought athletes were supposed to stay out of other people's pockets in negotiations. And he was like, don't think you did this on your own.
Yeah, man.
That floored me. I'm like, dude, you are out of here. There is no way that if he's a teammate of mine, that would have.
Oh.
That's it. You're out of here. And his talent level, like Johnny said, he's a third receiver. He doesn't have breakaway speed. He's nice on possessions and all, but you can get those guys a dime a dozen. So, no, I'm not in for him to, like, as y'all say, get the chicken.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up because last year, two Daryls agree and think alike. I was told to suppress that thought. There was nothing there. He didn't mean anything. And here we are. Not the chickens coming home, but the rooster coming home to roost. Because that's what he was doing. There's no doubt in my mind, Juwan was taking a shot at Ayuk and what he thought Ayuk was trying to do. And then now here we are and look. Shout out to Daryl.
Well, you and Daryl disagree, though, on you just want to pay him.
I think
you want to pay him.
No, I think he's better than what the other Daryl said he is.
No.
Because you don't know. And I'm rooting for Ayuk, one of my faves. You don't know, even when he comes back, how good he's going to be. Juwan.
I would go into this season assuming Ayuk will not be the player that he was 2 years ago.
I give you that.
This year.
I give you that.
So,
two thumbs up.
Without a healthy Ayuk, with a Pearsall learning the system,
hello?
With a new guy, they're not going anywhere.
Well, like, you don't know
I'm not saying you don't try to win. Of course you try to win. You put a great season together. Maybe you make the playoffs, but damn it, you can't.
But it all intertwines.
You can't let Juwan Jennings hold you over a barrel. Not him.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but, you know, it's all a collective, right? You hadn't mentioned Kittle. You hadn't mentioned McCaffrey. All that matters, DeMarcus Robinson. So you put, you know, a reliable Juwan Jennings with that and Pearsall. Stoney, I think you got something.
And then what happens in week 10 if Ayuk's back? Now you're paying Brandon Jennings, Juwan Jennings, $18 million. And you look out in the field, and what if he's your fourth best receiver at that point? Because Robinson's better than him. I don't know.
What do you think the holdup is? Like, when do you think we'll have some clarity?
I don't know that we will. I mean, we may just go into the season and nothing happens, and I don't know if he's hurt or not. But I think we know what's going on.
Mm.
Tony's in Santa Clara. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, I'm down with this, but here's the deal. They said Jerry Rice was slow. He don't know how to run routes. He this and that. At the end of the day, like, dude got down last year. He showed up when it mattered. Mm. He possessed some stuff, some talent.
Contested catches.
My kid's screaming. Contested catches. No, don't you love? Here's another thing. Who plays Stroud-O-Matic in that group?
I do.
Hey, who's the best arms? Growing up, Jesse Barfield. Hold on.
Hey, he was part of the Blue Jays.
Barfield, yeah. George Bell, and Lloyd Mosby.
Yeah.
The catchers. When we were drafting, Johnny Bench was like a minus five. Dude.
I know what mine is.
Another one.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
I need a compass to keep. What was that? I love to.
I'm used to reacting to stuff that I have no understanding of where it came from.
Yeah, Evan. While you were in your meeting, we played the Fabby rejoin, and I named Penn Griffey. I did them all. I'm proud of myself. Penny Hart. He didn't get any.
I got him. I just.
You know, because he's really good at writing.
Well, Stoney thinks computers write the songs now.
You're an idiot.
Ooh.
Not Fabby.
No, but you okay with that?
Oh, sorry.
I'm saying I'm sure he writes them on a laptop.
Dude, he came Mike Tyson with that one.
Eh, that's fine.
Oh, I thought you said, sorry, I thought Guru meant that you said you believe that.
Oh, he did. He
artificial
said
intelligence is writing their lyrics.
No, that's not what I said. No. I say you write your songs on a laptop now.
I set you up.
I don't care.
But that Evan dunked it too
hard. I'm starting to realize the less you care, the less stress you have. Seriously.
Now that's my line to life.
Oh, so, okay. Well,
you can borrow it. You don't live by it.
So get this. I'm listening the other day.
To who?
You guys. I listened a lot.
You did listen.
I listened
that's
some.
90 Odyssey app. What'd you hear?
I actually got a little pissed off.
I'm trying to think.
You guys are ad-libbing at your best, and I get it. You're trying. And the next thing I hear is Guru's talking about podcasts. And Guru goes, hey, I gave Steiny a great name for a podcast, The Court of Public Opinion. That's mine.
No, Evan
and
gave
I
that
said,
to me. Okay, I'm going to say
layout.
Yeah,
my, what's it called? Daughter-in-law came up with that name. She said, Matt, you should do a podcast mixing sports and culture and politics called The Court of Public Opinion. In fact, I came in here.
Never
said it to both of you guys.
Both of us rebuked that.
No
you
chance.
You forgot to say it. I believe she had to. Evan, we would remember, Stoney, that one hit me.
Number one, that never happened. Number two, you did text us that, but you didn't say what the text was about. I just got a text saying, That's my daughter's idea.
That's right.
With no reference as to what you were describing.
I'm describing the court of public opinion name.
Dude, act like we incredible. Know when you're listening to the show.
Well, so wait, you just make stuff up if you think I'm not listening?
No.
That's what you did.
Evan brought it up. That's the origin to us, is he came out his mouth.
Right,
and I said, I need to snatch it. Oh, I wasn't.
You don't
want to
play this game.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys don't want to play this game.
I'm going to go with the younger mind. And Steiny, you didn't say it because I would have jumped at it like that's an incredible idea, young lady. No, I believe it's she. I don't believe
you. Just keep talking.
Yeah,
you no, I didn't.
Evan, we would remember. Just tell him.
I swear to God, I have never heard that.
That is so catchy, and it's awesome in so many ways. I would have remembered. Nobody's trying to cut you out, bud. But you feel like you told us and you forgot.
Keep talking.
But now Goo's going to get royalties. I hope you know that.
Dude, it's, I mean, the court, because that's all that really matters now, and that's what's scary. How many people have came in and apologized to Malik Beasley? We thought he was a criminal. We thought he was going to jail. We thought he cheated the game. Nobody's doubled back and said, hey, Malik, we're sorry. Not one person, and I'm doing it today. Malik, I'm sorry because I thought you threw your career away. Don't you get it? What's he doing?
You know, Steiny, even the boss thought it was a great idea.
Did he? The boss is sharp.
Wink, wink.
Yep. Like cheddar cheese. Fabby!
You know I'm right, Steiny.
Wednesday, June 11th.
Oh, why is my sister's
from
birthday?
Teddy and Josie. Matt. You should start a podcast on sports and politics and call it the Court of Public Opinion. We are not kidding at all.
I believe that. I don't need receipts. You should start a podcast on sports, politics, and call it the Court of Public Opinion.
What's
partner, June 11th.
Thank you.
Nobody is saying that didn't happen. You forgot to, it's not a night.
It's a night night. It's a curry night.
Just say
night.
You forgot to bring it to air.
Nope.
Steiny,
I did bring it on air.
We're not in the family group chat.
So why are you asking?
I brought it on the air.
Oh, see,
you guys didn't listen.
Ernie Chavez, help us out.
You don't want to go there.
Ernie.
And Ernie doesn't either.
That's the part that you're frustrated at. You didn't say
it
out loud.
Yes, I did. I remember it specifically.
It's an awesome name.
By the way,
what you got?
You're welcome.
So, before that we came out of the last break, Stephen Rizzotto said, Steiny, and it was, I'm going to do it just like him. Hey, Steiny, I'm glad you're back. Really missed you.
Oh.
And I can't figure out whether he is trying to be a jerk or not.
See, that's why, that's who you are. You're telling on yourself. Because you would do something like that. Not mean it. We call that dry capping in the union.
Don't tell me. You know what?
Hey, that's a great haircut, but really it's just like, oh, you got butchered. I was asking, you got butchered.
You gotta have more trust in people.
Yeah, you didn't say it out loud. That's why you're mad. No, the girls did. That's awesome.
Uncle Looney with some news on the YouTube chat. Breaking news. There's a podcast called Court of Public Opinion. Three of them, actually.
Damn it.
Are you kidding me, Evan? That was too good.
I'll bet
it is a great name.
Before
it is
June 11th.
Incredible.
I'll bet it started after June 11th when word got out.
Uncle Looney, that is a great, it's, all right, I'm going to come up with one tomorrow. Evan, you'll be good. Yeah. I'm going to miss Evan.
I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere.
But everybody, I'm going to put another rat on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. I want all my teammates to listen. More funerals than any host here, unfortunately. But what's the etiquette of when you're gone and removed from the group chat? Because sometimes I think it's not fair. It's, one guy's gone and I'm still getting them, Evan. Where do we draw the line? Like, I left you personally alone.
Well, what you need to lose is it's your last day. It's not my last day.
You know what?
I'll be back soon.
What's that say about the business when everybody takes it?
Spadoni thought I was going to die.
No, I was like, damn, Spadoni. Great show by him and Lovin' today. But Steiny, you're quiet. You're reserved. Just say, we know it happened. You didn't bring it to air.
Yeah, I did.
In your mind.
I did.
That's the name of your podcast in your mind. Oh, my partner is back, Jack. Did you hear Bonte?
Where did the guy come from? Jerry Rice was slow. How about Jesse Barfield?
What was that? We need to put that. Did you hear Bonte Friday? And there's not a Steiny.
I did not.
My man was Jesse Owens verbally. What? He was mad at a lot of takes that have been going around, and he got it all out. And I said, well, if you were on Odyssey app, you would have listened. You would have heard. Anyway.
That was last Friday?
Yeah.
I was on my way to get on my private plane. That's where I heard you say that you created something that my daughter did.
Oh, my. Evan.
It was about 11:45 on two Fridays ago.
I'm being real here. Can I ask you a personal question?
Because
you've met my friends, right?
Well, who?
And you met some that you're not their flavor. They and I have to defend you. And you were with your buds. Do I come up at all with who you work with?
Oh, yeah.
Do you defend me?
Yes, absolutely. Because for
now,
some
I'm
reason,
being real, Steiny, do they, you work with the guru. Like, I can, like, how do you answer it?
See,
or do you cower and give me another
here's
shot?
The bottom line. Because they're my friends, they like you way more than me. Don't you get it? That's called
mine's
being
vice
a
versa,
buster.
Though. Vice versa, well, for me. I got to defend them.
My friends talk about how you carry me.
Well, stop.
No, they do.
Steiny, stop.
Oh, dude, he seems like a great guy, Steiny. Is he?
But I'm not Brian Gumbel. Yeah, you went from writing to work with a dude that won a contest.
Guy.
You get some of that. Keep it real. You let him talk to my friend. You let him talk to you like that. I want to get one in the kit. It's my guy. He's a teddy bear. No fights. Blackmits. I just had to ask that. I got to believe they had. So you work with the guru, huh?
I mean, you're not a...
But I'm not Brian Gumbel.
What does that have... Like,
you know, I didn't go to school of broadcasting.
No, they...
That's a reflection
That's
of,
why they make fun of me.
that's
why they make fun of me.
To, right. So they don't like me more than...
No.
They said I carry you?
No, they... yes, they think a guy who won a contest... carries me. And so then they can then say, you're not really much of a professional, are you?
Oh, now we get to the nitty gritty. Oh,
trust me.
I would love to meet him though.
Trust me, I get it back tenfold from those guys.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
All right, let's go to our friend Dre and Lamore.
All right.
Hey, Dre, how you doing, man? Everybody's worried about Evan leaving now.
State of the business.
Welcome back, Steiny.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Did you do a little world traveling?
Yeah, up to Oregon.
Oregon.
Oh, okay, Oregon.
Oregon.
Beautiful country.
God's country.
It's nice up there.
Nice. Yeah, it is nice over there. I'm over here in Mesa, Arizona, sweating my behind off
Oof,
right now.
Man. Is it hotter than Lemoore?
It's hotter than Lemoore. Lemoore.
Wow.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
At least in Lemoore, around 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I can open up my windows until like 8 or 9. Over here, the AC is running 24/7, my man.
Yes,
nice.
Sir.
Nice. Is Jennings getting Guru, you mad?
He's getting me mad. I just wanted to ask Guru something. Hey, Guru, it don't matter if you won a contest. You still do a great job.
No doubt, fam.
The
no
only
doubt.
Thing is, man, I really felt boy. Embarrassed for you a lot of times during them Jeopardy games. I wanted to fill in for you, brother.
Hey, let me tell you something about the business real quick, Dre. You know it was shtick. Somebody had to be the – somebody had to not know. That's all, Dre. You know I was better than that, baby. Somebody had to be the heel, right? Yeah, Steiny knows.
Hey, as far as Jennings goes, I don't know if it's him or if it's his agent, fellas. Ugh. But to me, I think he's getting paid a fair amount. I don't know if the Niners have offered this, but do an incentive pay on top of what he's making this year. Hey, you get 600 yards, we're going to break you off more. You get 1,000 yards, which no everybody knows he's not going to get, we're going to break you off a bunch more. And then a good part of his game is blocking. Hey, if you spring a badass block to get CMC into the end zone on a 30, 40, 25-yard run, we're going to break you off every pancake or every two, three people you take out of one play. That's only fair. Other than that, Jenny, you ain't getting your money. I don't know how Washington's going to afford McLaurin and Debo. I don't know how Cincinnati, their defense is crap. They can afford Higgins and Chase. Dallas, sorry to talk about your Cowboys, but I'm not, Guru.
Go ahead.
I don't know how those crazy guys are going to be able to afford Pickens now that they got him. They've already paid C.D. Lamb. I mean, people got to know your role. Mm. Just like The Rock says, guys, know your role.
Thanks, Dre.
Taking my call.
Yeah, Dre.
Well, good stuff. Yeah, man. I'll say this. So, Steiny, you got a problem, and Evan reminded me all week. You don't even know this, Steiny. He did get a new deal just a year. So, is that what that's the principality about this? Is that what this is all about? We just gave you new chicken.
I think there's a lot of things going on with Jennings. I think, yes, the fact that he got a contract last year is part of it. I think a lot of fans see that he's doing this as their wide receiver room is decimated.
Okay.
And that makes some people feel a certain way. And I just think when we get to situations like this, there are a lot of fans that say, you're under contract, go out and play, period, end of story. And I realize it's the NFL and you can't do that with every player, but the NFL more than any other, I think, league prioritizes guys, like, without guaranteed contracts, you know who you want to prioritize and who you don't. The guys that you want to give a lot of years to, and I don't think they want to give Jennings more money or more years right now.
And I guess I'm being a sports simpleton, Steiny, and it wouldn't be the first time somebody's referred to me as that, and I'm doing it myself. And it goes to the Kuminga thing. I guess the one thing that just stinks about all of this is it is a game of chicken. So we're going to wait to maybe, possibly 2 days before the season, and if the Niners give in, then are we going to get on, are fans going to be mad that they gave in 2 days before the season? Like, you saw this coming. I guess I just want to get people to get their books in order. And the Warriors, for that matter. There's no way you saw this, or maybe you did, and I need to shut up. This Kuminga thing, make a decision and let's go. Well,
what's the decision? What is Jennings
going to be this year? Is he going to make contributions, or are you going to?
You're talking about Kuminga.
Both of them.
Well, Kuminga, the two people have to make the decision, two entities. He doesn't want the Warriors' offer. Mm. So that's just the way it is. Like, there's
but
no
the
malice.
Season's going to start.
Okay.
So a decision will be had.
We'll see. It doesn't have to. I mean, I could see Jennings going into this season saying, you know what, my calf's still bothering me. I mean, tomorrow they got to cut
down
to 53.
And what would you think of a player that would do that? And that's his Bobby Brown, his prerogative.
I would say.
But, Steiny, that would be because you're letting all the other 52 dudes.
And I would say no other sport are you allowed to leave your teammates hanging more than in football. And in no other sport is it more understood because it's the most violent sport and everybody supports a guy trying to get as much money as he can.
Yeah.
And that's what Jennings is
doing. It didn't seem like Jennings was doing that when Ayuk was trying to get his money last offseason to the caller that led off the last segment. Like, I felt that and thought that, but look, nothing came of it. But look at us now, a year later, and you are right, man. I'm just curious. I'm watching, and I want him to be out there because I think he makes them better and Purdy. But damn, you know, hey, Steiny, we're getting it's almost go time. Come on now.
How about this? This is from Veggie2 on the YouTube chat. Jennings should have taken the opportunity of being wide receiver number one and then being a free agent at the end of the year.
Easy for us to say, but
it makes sense. You're making 7.5, and for maybe the first 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to be the number one receiver. So pile numbers up. Pile numbers up, play the rest of the season, and then go get your money at the end of the season. I think that's fair.
I'm with you.
If he's asking for something that the 49ers don't want to give him. All right, 888-957-9570. I see Wesley, Phil, Caleb. I'll get to you all on the other side. We're talking about Juwan Jennings, the 49ers, Jake Moody. Season's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And that always makes us happy. Football is back. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Honda of Vallejo. And on the other side, I'm going to tell you about something coming up that's special on 95.7 The Game.
Jimmy Buckets!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.